inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and...
And this week's edition of Garden Talk, a primer on planting potatoes. And with us on the line is Master Gardener Ed Byarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
Sorry, I couldn't use any alliteration on your introduction there, but potatoes, our annual spud planting edition. First of all, getting started here, probably should not try with basic eating potatoes or leftover eating potatoes, right?
Yes, unless you, the gardener, grew them themselves. If we're going to be growing good potatoes, we want to choose certified seed potatoes, which are locally available, or use some of our own potatoes that we grew, hopefully, from certified seed potatoes. And the reason why is that those store potatoes from the grocery store, for one thing, very often they've been treated with anti-sprouting chemicals and other stuff. And they haven't been inspected for diseases and things. They may have been grown from certified seed potatoes, but then more stuff has been added to them that we would like to avoid bringing into our gardens. And so seed potatoes are available in local retailers, stores and such here. I've got some of my own. And they are, although with the cold weather we've had, I mean, I've got mine in my greenhouse, one of them, and they are still, I mean, there's minimal sprouts on them yet. And so we want to get those potatoes now, even though we may not be quite ready to plant them. The soil is rather cold with the snow we've had lately. So we want to get them to start sprouting first. And I like to have, half inch to 1 inch, maybe a little more, sprouts on my potatoes first before they go in the ground, because then they will start to grow a little faster. And that helps. So have them in a place that gets some light in the house is fine. Lay them out on, if you've got some trays. Actually, they can just stay in paper bags. As far as that goes, they'll sprout in there just fine.
What if you have some of those leftovers from last year that have more than just a half inch? You just clip them off? Or?
Mm-hmm. Well, you can actually, there's various stuff you can do. If your ground is ready that you want to plant potatoes this weekend, perhaps, and have potatoes, say, with a 4 to 6 inch long sprouts, so I have planted those in the past after you've done your normal soil preparation, mixed in some fertilizer, dig a trench down your rows, you can take those potatoes with long sprouts and actually lay them down almost horizontally in that trench with just the tip right at the soil surface. Cover most of them with a little bit of soil. And then those sprouts will sprout roots off to the sides of those. Actually, it can be a good thing in the long run. You may potentially get more potatoes. It's almost like you're hilling your potatoes at the beginning of the season.
And then for those seed potatoes that you have just bought from the store, and when they start sprouting and before you plant them, probably should you cut them up into individual eyes?
Depends on how big they are. Ideally, I deliberately in the fall when I'm sorting the potatoes that I've dug for eating, I will set aside, make sure I've got nice clean potatoes that have no scab on them, and the small ones like a ping pong ball size up to golf ball or a little bigger. That's a really nice size to plant whole. But bigger ones should be cut so you have small chunks with one or two eyes on each of them. And you don't have to cut them, you know, days ahead. You don't have to dust them with wood ashes or sulfur or any other assorted stuff. You can actually, I normally cut them as I'm planting them. They go in the ground, cut surfaces down, and the eyes up so that they are started to grow in the right direction from the beginning.
Okay, and then later on, it will probably be several weeks yet before the plants start growing, before we start getting into the act of healing or mounding the dirt around the plants.
Then. Right, and it, you know, and that's going to be dependent on how warm the soil is, how fast they sprout, and all of that sort of thing. But at this point, again, with cool soil, plant the potatoes light, just barely cover them. Don't cover them with 4 to 6 inches of soil. I just cover mine with an inch or two of soil, and then use some clear plastic over that, again, to help them warm up as they are growing. Keep them warm. And then eventually, once they're showing, then uncover And we're off to the races.
Okay. Ed Byerski, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Matt.
Ed Byerski, Master Gardener, with this week's edition of Garden Talk, a weekly feature here on KTOO during the spring, summer, and very early fall.